Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Peo Daf Mem Zayin in the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Chamishi, Halocha Dalid, immediately after the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tani, Avu Vnoi, a father and son, Ish Ukroivoi, a person and his relative, Shnei Ochim, two brothers, Shnei Shutofim, two partners, Poitim Zelazel Maisasheni. They allow to redeem Maisasheni to each other. The din is that a person is not allowed to redeem his own Maisasheni. But he can redeem Maisa Sheni of somebody else. So even though they're relatives, their father and son, one can redeem the Maisa Sheni of the other. And they're allowed to give Maisa Sheni to each other because they're considered to be two different people. It's not considered to be that the owner is giving to himself. Avudin says, a son who gives his father Maisa Sheni, he should get a klolo. Because it's not proper, it's not the right way. It's the derech bizoyon to give the father Maisa Sheni. Says the Gemara, Omru minayin she'im ayu shteim anim. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about that you give Maisa Sheni. We're talking about that the son is very poor, and he has nothing else to give. So he's allowed to give the Maisa Sheni to his father, because he has nothing else to give. The Gemara goes on and says, Omru Avudo, we're quoting the end of the Mishnah, Avudo says, that a sharecropper is considered to be an owner in the field. But if he told him to take it after the harvest, so that he's not an owner, and he's allowed to take leket shechopeo, but he cannot take Maisa Sheni. And the Gemara is going to come and explain it. Says the Gemara, Ma'beinu l'kadmeiso. What's the difference between the end of the Mishnah and the beginning of the Mishnah? I mean, the two parts of Rabbi Yehuda. Ela l'shek tiktzor shlish arei shechol. So the Gemara explains better the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah says, l'shlish mashata koitzer means only once you harvest, then it becomes yours, and not before. And because it's his, only once he's koitzer it, so he's not considered to be an owner in the field. He's only getting it once it's harvest. And that's why he could take the leket shechopeo to himself. Says the Gemara, Mavchia barboin, Adom Rosha Moicher Zakai Bepeo, Shi Materis Esoimor. Meaning, we learned earlier that a seller who sells to somebody else, the buyer is the one who gives peyo. So the Gemara says, we saw this Gemara earlier, the Gemara says, so the person who sold to somebody else, and the Lekeach is the one who's Matir the Imorim, he's the one who does the peyo on the entire field. Can the seller take now matar sanim? Can he take leket shicha upeil? So when it says l'chur from here, you see yes. The same way a sharecropper who doesn't have an ownership in the field can take leket shicha upeil. So an owner who sold it doesn't have any part in the field, l'chur can take leket shicha upeil. Says the Gemara, Oma avyoisi barabon, taiman nischayva sadeo b'shusoy. There, he was an owner when he started harvesting because the cuts you start with him. So when he started the harvesting, the chiyuv of peyosh, leket shicha peyo, starts when a person starts the harvest. So when he started the harvest, he already had an obligation. So he can't take it for himself. Sharecropper was never an owner. He's not an owner right now. That's why he could take leket shicha peyo. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes to explain the last part of the Mishnah. That Maisa Sheni he cannot take. Amar avo banagri shan yehi. There's a difference. But leket shicha peyo shem ba'azivo. Leket shicha peyo is when you have to leave it in the harvest. Meaning, azoiv to azoiv, when you harvest the field, you leave leket shicha upeo to the oni. A person who's not an owner, he doesn't have the obligation, therefore he can take leket shicha upeo to himself. But maisa oni is not ba'aziva. Maisa oni is once you harvest, then you give maisa oni. So therefore the sharecropper gets a share of the produce once it was harvest, he's obligated maisa oni, therefore he can't take it for himself. We're holding up in Zayin Amud Beis, halocha hei, zok de mishto. Hamoicher sadeyu, hamoicher muto velokeach osur. Someone who sold his field, he's allowed to take leket shicha upeo if he did not start the harvest. What we saw in previous Amud, if the Ba'abai started the harvest, then he already has the obligation of leket shicha upeo. But if he did not start it, so he's allowed to take leket shicha upeo from his own field. But the lekeach, the buyer, cannot take it because he's currently the owner. Lo yizkor adam esapoyel amenat sheilaket b'no yachor. A person should not hire a worker and tell him, you know, your son will take leket after you, and that will be your payment. So if he specifies that, that's usur, because then he's using leket to be a payment for the work. Umisheinu minyech sanim lelaket. Someone does not allow the poor to come take leket. Oshu minyech es echod vis echod lav. He allows one, one he does not allow. Oshu miseyes echod meim, where he helps one of the poor people to help him more than others. Hareiz egoizel sanim. He's considered to be someone who steals the anim. Vazeneimar, and that's the pasuk that says, Al tasik gvul oilam. Don't take away the gvul of the world. And the Gemara is going to explain how do you see from this pasuk that we talk about the anim. So the Gemara, Mastisi b'shemachalu sadeu v'kamaso. Talk about a person who sold his field and the kamah and the grain that's connected to it. But if he only sold him the produce, only sold him the grain, v'shir losod, and he kept the field for himself, so then he's still the owner of the field, so he can't take lekha tzircho, he's called sotcho, and the buyer is called the one who's harvesting, he's the ksircho, so he cannot take lekha tzircho peyo as well. One goes on and says, lo yizko adam, person should not hire a worker and tell that his child will take the leket. If he did it, so then he's stealing the poor, as the Mishnah says later, it refers to this case as well, that by telling him, you will take the leket, your son will take the leket, nobody else, that's considered to be stealing the anim. The Baal Bais who does that, he's stealing from other anim. The worker did that, he's a goizel Baal Bais vel anim. He's stealing the Baal Bais and the anim, stealing the anim, but not allowing other people to take leket. Steal the Baal Bais because he's usually going to give the child more than what he's supposed to. He's going to cause more leket to be there. Leket means whatever falls during harvest. He's going to make sure that more things fall off, and that will cause him to steal the Baal Bais. Says the Gemara, Aval zeneemar al tasek vuloy, and that's a pasuk that says a person takes away leket from the anim. So says the Gemara of Yimri of Yosef, how do you learn from this pasuk? Chadomar elu oilim mitzrayim. When it says al tase gvul oilim, oilim loshon oilim. People came up. The oilim mitzrayim, they got the mitzvah of leket, you're taking away from that mitzvah. The charon omar, the other one darshins, elu shi yordu minichasem. The oilim refers to the people that went down from their property. That's the expression of the Gemara to say when a person went bankrupt, lost his money, he's yardu minichasim, went down from his properties. So he's considered to be oilim. Why oilim? L'sam yotzavchin sagin nehorio. We call the blind sagin nehor, a lot of vision. He sees a lot. It's an expression to when someone has something which is wrong, you say the opposite to him. So the blind one you call him, then he sees a lot. The person who went down from his properties is called oilim. He went up, the opposite of what he is. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yitzchok v'anim merudim tovi bayis. When a person does bring the anim to his house in the right way, Omar Rav Avin imasisa ken ma'ale ani alecho kile veso bikurin lebeis hamikdash. If you did it right, it's as if you brought bikurin to beis hamikdash. Neimar kan tovi v'neimar lan rishis bikurin moscho tovi beis Hashem alokecho. So the same Tovi refers to Tovi over there, that a person who brings that into his house is as if he brought Bikurim. The Ritbaz comes here to explain that the Gemara brought this pasuk to explain why that name is called Oilim. Right? The Oilim, we said they went down from the Nechasim. The idea that the Oilim is that they go from house to house. So that's what it means. The pasuk says, V'anim Merudim Tovi Bais. The Merudim means that they're metalted from place to place and they go up to the houses. So that's why it's called Oilim, because they come up to all these houses. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Mem Zayin.